new spirit. Lord, clean me up. And the Bible says that David is a man after God's own heart. I'm talking to somebody here today. You got to make the right choice, because if you make the right choice, it's going to lead you, hallelujah, to your destiny. And that choice is Jesus. There's a songwriter who writes a song. He said, I'd rather have Jesus than houses of land. I'd rather have Jesus than fortune or fame. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'm here to tell you that I'd rather have Jesus. Why would I have Jesus? Because Jesus was another one who made the right choice. Somebody say, what you mean by that? He made the right choice. He only lived 33 and a half years, and he made the right choice. He made the choice when they were looking for him after he had gone to Jerusalem with his mother and father. He wasn't out with no other boys. He wasn't out playing marbles. He wasn't out spinning no top. He wasn't out running around looking for Susie, Jane, and John. He was there in the temple asking questions and answering questions. And look what his destiny was. Praise God. Not only that, God used him in a mighty, mighty way. We see him open the eyes of the blind. We see him feeding 5,000, over 5,000 souls with two fish and five loaves of bread. Next time we see him, he's going up a hill called Calvary, where he died for my sin and your sin, hung there on that cross. Praise God, until the sun, I'm talking about the S-U-N, refused to shine, and they took him down off of that cross and put him in a borrowed grave, where he stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But early one Sunday morning, he got up and declared, I got all power in my hand. Power to raise the dead. Power to heal the sick. Power to bring back that child, that wayward child. He had got up.
The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church, located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, where the pastor is Reverend Joseph Martin, presents its annual Soul Saving Call Revival, starting Wednesday, September the 17th through Friday, September the 19th, 2014. Services will convene nightly at 7 o'clock p.m. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Your guest evangelist for this awesome revival on Wednesday, September the 17th, 2014, will be the Reverend Rodney G. McNeil, pastor of the Second Bethlehem Baptist Church. On Thursday, September the 18th, 2014, Dr. Raymond Franklin, pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church.
The way God wants you to do with him. He doesn't want you to examine him. He doesn't want you to test him. He just wants you to put all of your weight on him. It says, trust him with not some of your heart. But the text says, trust him with all of your heart. It's not talking about that organ that's inside of your chest. It's talking about all of your desires, all of your inner being, the center of your heart, all of your emotions, all of your will, everything you got.
Friday, September the 19th, 2014, Pastor Emeritus Robert Butler of the Greater New Hope Baptist Church. Please pray that many souls will come and receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at this year's Soul Saving Revival. Save these dates, Wednesday, September the 17th through Friday, September the 19th, 2014. Services convening nightly at 7 o'clock p.m. The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, 98.9 FM Monroe.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
With all of my heart, yeah, with all of my heart, yes I will. And I won't leave to mine own understanding. In this room, and there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second and just let you know that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. your hands, open your mouth, throw your head back, and just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Call him Lord, 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 Lord.
Just small, you
take your burdens to Jesus,
and I know he'll help you bear them all.
You should see me walking
by the Sea of Galilee. Yeah, I shall feel no evil. Oh, Jesus is with me. Keep singing, boy.
Just
so-